Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you once again. If you would, let us have a prayer. Join with me as we have a prayer of invocation that God might speak to us, a prayer of illumination that God might enlighten the Word to us as we read and as we study together. Heavenly Father, contained in our hands and in our midst is the precious Word of God. We believe its contents to be authoritative, accurate, absolute, and applicable to our life. Heavenly Father, may thy word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Give us eyes to see, give us ears to hear, give us a heart to receive what you have for us this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Today we want to talk about Jesus. Jesus came to make a purchase. Jesus came to purchase souls. Have you allowed Christ to purchase you? If Christ owns you, then certain things in your life will not be up for debate. They will simply not be for sale. Today's sermon is entitled, Not for Sale. Let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn to the first epistle to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And if you would, put your finger in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and then turn back in the Old Testament to the book of 1 Kings, 1 Kings chapter 21. We'll be drawing this morning's message from these two passages of Scripture in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. For those of you who are willing and able, let me invite you to stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's holy word. We honor the words of Scripture, words that can change our life forever. 1 Kings chapter 21. Sometime later, there was an incident involving a vineyard belonging to Naboth the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab said to Naboth, "Let me have your vineyard for use as a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I will give you a better vineyard. Or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth." But Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers." So Ahab went home sullen and angry because Naboth the Jezreelite had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers." He lay on his bed sulking and refused to eat. His wife Jezebel came in and asked him, "Why are you so sullen? Why won't you eat?" He answered her, "Because I said to Naboth the Jezreelite, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard in its place.' But he said, 'I will not give you my vineyard.'" And now 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be unto God. May he add his blessing to this, the reading of his holy word. Amen. You may be seated. Not for sale. Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth to make a purchase. He came to purchase souls. He came to save sinners. Well, how did Christ make that purchase, you may ask? Jesus was incarnated in the Virgin Mary. Jesus lived a sinless life. Jesus died on the cross for my sins and your sins. Jesus was buried. On the third day, Christ rose. Christ conquered the grave. Christ conquered death. Christ conquered the power of sin. And Jesus holds the keys to eternal life. and Christ will come and save all that will come to him. That's how the purchase was made. The purchase was made on the cross of Calvary. Jesus came to purchase us. He came to redeem us. And our response to Christ needs to be that he owns us. We are God's possessions. We are not for sale. We belong to Christ. In our text in verse number 3 in 1 Kings 21 verse 3, Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my father." Naboth's vineyard was not for sale. It was his inheritance. It was his family's inheritance. Naboth's refusal to sell the land was not to disrespect King Ahab. Naboth's refusal to sell the land was based on the conviction that the land belonged to the Lord. The Lord granted a perpetual lease to each Israelite family, and each family was to maintain the inheritance of the Lord in the promised land. It was simply not for sale. No questions to be asked. Not for sale. As 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tells us, the Christian is no longer his own. He has been bought with a price. The purchase has been made. It's simply not for sale. 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price." The purchase is made, not for sale. The old gospel song says it well, capturing the very essence of not for sale. The chorus says, "I am not my own. I've been bought with a price. I've been purchased with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. All my debt was paid by his sacrifice. Hallelujah to the Lamb who redeemed my life." This morning, I'd like us to look at four specific areas that need to be declared not for sale. Number one, my heart is not for sale. My heart is not for sale. Deuteronomy chapter 6 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commands that I give you today are to be upon your hearts." Psalm 19, "May the words of my mouth, may the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer." Jesus said in perhaps one of the greatest sermons ever preached, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And Romans chapter 10 gives us the plan of salvation. "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved." My heart is not for sale. Your heart is not for sale. The old hymn gives us the clarion call of a heart that is in Christ and is declared not for sale. "What a wondrous change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart. I am possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure since Jesus came into my heart. And no dark clouds of doubt now my pathway obscure since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in the valley of death now for me since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of that city beyond I can see since Jesus came into my heart. We have an eternal home. I shall go there to dwell in that city I know since Jesus came into my heart. I am happy, so happy as onward I go. since Jesus came into my heart. And then the refrain declares, since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll, since Jesus came in to my heart. Is that your declaration this morning? Number one, my heart is not for sale. Number two, my mind is not for sale. My mind is not for sale. Romans 12 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Jeremiah 31, this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. We need to declare our minds are not for sale. That's a daily declaration. One Sunday, a preacher preached a sermon. A man came forward to make his decision for Christ. Later that week, he saw the man exiting a store downtown. He went up and said, how are things going this week? How's everything going since you made your decision for Christ? The man says, well, I tell you, it's like two dogs fighting inside me. I got an internal fight. One dog wants to do the right things. The other dog wants to do the bad things. The preacher looked the man square in the eyes and said, well, let me ask you this, which dog is winning? The man said, the dog I'm feeding is the one that's winning. The choice is ours. What are we feeding? Are we feeding good things? Are we feeding bad things? Are we allowing our minds to be transformed that we can test and approve what God's will is? My mind is not for sale. Which one are we feeding? Are we feeding the good? Are we feeding the evil? Are we declaring our mind is not for sale? Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. The decision is ours, what we choose to set our minds on. Ahab tried to get in Naboth's mind. Our passage in 1 Kings. Ahab tried to get in Nahab's mind. He tempted him to sell his inheritance. Ahab offered him something better. Verse 2, Ahab said to Naboth, let me have your vineyard for use as a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I will give you a better vineyard, or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth. The world tries to get in our mind. The world tries to offer us something better. The world tries to pay us something better. But you and I have the opportunity to declare our mind is not for sale. Consider this progression as the result of the mind. Things that start in the mind. Guard your thoughts, for they become your words. Guard your words, for they become your speech. Guard your speech, for it becomes your actions. Guard your actions, for they become your habits. Guard your habits, for they become your character. Guard your character, for it becomes your destiny. Not for sale. Our minds need to be guarded. Our thoughts need to be guarded. Our thoughts need to be controlled. Jesus will give us the grace and the power to do it. Jesus will give us the ability to guard our mind and to put up the sign that makes the declaration, our mind is not for sale. Number one, my heart is not for sale. Number two, my mind is not for sale. Number three, my life is not for sale. My life is not for sale. Our life must be centered in Christ. Our life must be focused on Christ. For it is in Christ that we have our very life. Acts of the Apostles chapter 17 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." That's declaring our life is in Christ. Proverbs 16, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord works out everything for His own ends." And then a famous passage from Micah chapter 6. "He has shown you, O mortal man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." That's a daily life declaring not for sale. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Our life must be centered in Christ. Our life must be focused in Christ. For it is in Christ that we have our life. In a certain small town, there was a factory and there was a bank. There were other things beside these two establishments, but there was a factory and there was a bank. Each day the factory would blow the whistle at 4:30 p.m. for the workers to go home. Each day when the factory whistle sounded, the bank would set their clock each day at the 4:30 p.m. whistle. The factory would look at the bank's outside clock the next morning and reset their whistle. Both the factory and the bank were relying on unstable sources for their information. Jesus is the only true, stable, reliable source for our life. Our life must be centered in Christ. Our life must be focused on Christ. For it is in Christ that we have our very life. The factory and the bank trusted each other. Christ is the only reliable source when it comes to eternity. For us to declare our life is not for sale. Ephesians 2, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do." The works that God prepared for us to do, when we do them, we're living a life and we're declaring a life not for sale. St. Matthew chapter 25, the words of Jesus, He says, "For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer Him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." When our life is not for sale, we will serve the Lord. We will work for Him, not for salvation, but simply because we love Him. Our life must be lived in Christ. We are His workers. We are His laborers. We are His workmanship. Our life is not for sale. Our daily living is not for sale because we live a life unto the Lord. Whatever we do, we do unto the Lord, and we make the declaration, our life is not for sale. Lancelot Andrew was Anglican bishop from the turn of the 17th century. He wrote a prayer capturing the very essence of a life in Christ entitled Living with Jesus. He prays this prayer, "Lord Jesus, I give you my hands to do your work. I give you my feet to go your way. I give you my eyes to see as you do. I give you my tongue to speak your word. I give you my mind that you may think in me. Above all, I give you my heart that you may love in me, your Father and all mankind. So I give you my whole self. In other words, my life. I give you my whole self that you may grow in me. So it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me. Our life is not for sale. So it is you, Lord Jesus, who live and work and pray in me. Number one, my heart is not for sale. Number two, my mind is not for sale. Number three, my life is not for sale. And finally, number four, my future is not for sale. My tomorrow, my next week, my next month, my next year, my future here on earth, and my future on into eternity is not for sale. John chapter 10, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." That's our future. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, "However it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit." My future is in Christ. My life here on earth is in Christ. And we declare my future, our future, is not for sale. Philippians 3, a wonderful promise, a great passage. "Our citizenship is in heaven. We eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body." Our citizenship is not Valdosta, Georgia. Our citizenship is heaven. This is our temporary home. And yes, we're citizens of Valdosta, Georgia. But our ultimate citizenship is in heaven. Imagine yourself stranded on a deserted island. Perhaps one of the most promising things that could go through your mind in such a moment as that would be these words of Jesus: "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." In the midst of a hopeless situation, in the midst of a loss, in the midst of suffering, or in the midst of joy, or in the midst of success, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in, we can rest in the promise of Christ. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." My eternal future, my present, is not for sale. My eternal future is in Christ. And my eternal future is not for sale. We began this message by saying that Jesus Christ left heaven and came to earth to make a purchase. He came to purchase souls. He came to save sinners. I trust most everyone in this room has made some sort of a purchase. You go to the supermarket and make a purchase, they give you a receipt. You go purchase a house, you get certain documents. When making a purchase, there's often a promise or a purchase agreement. Perhaps a deed, a title, a contract, paperwork, documents. When Jesus died on the cross, God signed the contract. And by His sacrifice, our future can be secured. God signed the new covenant. Satisfied, the debt has been paid. Satisfied, the final sacrifice was made. Beside the name of every saint, those who lived and those who died, God took the pen filled with Jesus' blood, and He wrote the word, satisfied. Our sin debt has been paid. Our future has been secured. God signed the contract, declaring not for sale. Satisfied, satisfied. The new covenant was executed, signed in the blood of Jesus Christ. These words capture the very essence of a life not for sale. Heart, mind, life, and future. Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From Him no power of evil can sever. He gave His life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to Him, not for sale. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to Him, not for sale. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood He gave to redeem. Now I belong to Him, not for sale. The refrain says, now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. My heart is not for sale. My mind is not for sale. My life is not for sale. My future is not for sale. And you and I can make the bold declaration that I belong to Jesus, not for sale. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Is that your prayer? Is that your declaration? Have you placed the not for sale sign in the heart of your life? The text of our message, Ahab said to Naboth, let me have your vineyard to use for a vegetable garden, since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I will give you a better vineyard, or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth. But Naboth replied, the Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my father. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Our declaration is clear. Our heart is not for sale. Our mind is not for sale. Our life is not for sale. Our future is not for sale. Because we're placing our trust in Christ and we're living in His grace and in His power. And in Him living through us, day by day, moment by moment, and we can declare, no matter what comes our way, not for sale. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the Scriptures. We thank You that they're active and they're living and they work in us and they work through us and they change us. And the Holy Spirit reveals things to us and matures us. And so, Father, we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our life, we open our future. And we make the declaration, have Your way in us. These areas belong to You, that You are the owner. And they're not for sale. And we praise You in Christ's name. Amen. As we enter the closing time of our service and do our closing hymn, if there's anything that you'd like to pray about, I'm available for prayer. Or if you want to come and have prayer at the altar yourself, The altars are open. We'd like to welcome anyone that's been with us for the first time. We pray this service was a blessing to your life. And now receive these good words, the words that God instructed to be spoken over his children. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord let his countenance rest upon you and grant you peace, now and forever. Amen.